Let's catch up with those on behalf of the Van Andel Research Institute. The center has been busy, rightly so. Let's discuss about the scope of a very unique study and why it should be happening. Dr. Rita Guerrero, how's that? Guerrero, how's that, Dr. Rita?
It's almost there.
Almost there. And Dr. Jose Bras, good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'll call you Dr. Reeder and Dr. Jose, faculty members in Van Andel Institute's Center for Neurodegenerative Science. So thank you for your expertise. Originally from Portugal, and you joined VAI in December of 28, molecular geneticists whose research focuses on how genetics factor into neurodegenerative diseases. Of course, that's the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, and I know you were awarded a five-year grant from the National Institute on Aging, Division of the National Institutes of Health to study the genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's disease in the Portuguese population. So enough of me. Let's bring in you. And if you would explain for us the scope of this study, take it away.
Yes, sure. As you mentioned, our main goal of the research that we do is to identify genetic causes and genetic factors that have some kind of role in neurological diseases in general. We have a very strong focus on neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's diseases. But what we really do is try to find these genes and these genetic factors that will lead to new understanding in the biological processes and pathways that occur in these diseases. And ultimately, this understanding and this knowledge will lead us to development of therapies that will allow to prevent, to slow, or to even stop these diseases. So for Alzheimer's disease, and that's the disease that we are studying in this particular project, we have known of several genes and mutations and genetic variants for a few years, particularly in the last decade. However, this knowledge has not been translated yet to effective treatments, effective therapies. So what we need to do in order to increase our chances to identify successful drug targets is to identify more genes and to identify more genetic causes of Alzheimer's disease. So our long term is to use genetic approaches and genomic approaches to identify these targets, these genes that will lead to the prevention and the onset delay and hopefully the treatment of Alzheimer's disease.
If you could follow up on that, Dr. Bras, and then answer the question, why study the Portuguese population?
So the Portuguese population is an interesting population. It's interesting because it's slightly different than other European populations. There are contributions from, for example, from North and Sub-Saharan Africa in the genetic of Portuguese individuals. And so it makes the background, the genetic background of the Portuguese population slightly different to what we know of the European population in general. And so that's part of the interest. It's also interesting to study the Portuguese population because over the years we found that although early onset Alzheimer's disease exists in the Portuguese population, that is, exists in all populations, the genes we know that cause early onset Alzheimer's disease don't seem to cause it in the Portuguese population. And so it looks like there might be new genes to find in the Portuguese population. And both of these things together really make it a very interesting population to study.
Yes. Though this study does focus on Portuguese populations, your findings could have broader public health implications, I understand. How so, if you would expand?
So if we look back to what we know about genetics and genetics in different diseases, on many instances, genetic factors that are relevant to a specific disease, they have been identified in populations that have this special genetic background. So as an example, a few years ago, we identified the gene called TREM2, and we identified this gene as being the second most important genetic risk factor for the development of Alzheimer's disease. And this was a finding that originated in a small group of families of samples from Turkey. And today, TREM2 is actually one of the most actively investigated targets for drug discovery in Alzheimer's disease in general, so not only in the Turkish population. So this is an example of how studying this very particular and diverse population can have a really serious impact on the understanding of a disease by pointing us to mechanisms and to pathways that are involved in the disease and to potentially leading to new therapies. And this occurs not only in the disease that in the population that is being studied, but in the general population. And it has impact for everyone living with the disease and their families. So we are very excited to because of the work that has been done in the past decade, where we started collaborations and we have maintained these collaborations in Portugal over the years, now allow us to have a systematic look into the genetic architecture of Alzheimer's disease in this population and really opens the possibility of new findings that are relevant to the Portuguese population, but also to the mission of NIH, and particularly to can be relevant to people living with the disease, to their families, to their caregivers around the world. So this is a study that focused on the Portuguese population, but can have has a great potential to produce results that have broad implications for everyone.
How could the study also enhance the empirical data that's available to scientists who study Alzheimer's then?
So one of the important things that we're planning to do with this grant is to generate this genetic data on the Portuguese population, but then, very importantly, making it available to other researchers that are interested in studying Alzheimer's disease. This is very important for the type of work that we do. Genetic studies are largely dependent on collaboration, on bringing people together, both scientists as well as their data. And so that is a pivotal part of this project, which is to generate the data and then bring it together with data that has been generated and making it available to other researchers.
Any final thoughts, if you would share?
Yeah, so this is something that we have been wanting to do for many years, and we are really happy that we managed to get this funding and this support from NIH here at the Van Andel Institute, and that we'll be able to actually look into a systematic assessment of Alzheimer's disease in the Portuguese population here in Grand Rapids. So we are very excited to start this project.
How do we find out more information?
So more information about us, vai.org is the place to go. We'll be listed in the research tab there, and all of our recent findings are going to be on there.
Thanks to you both, team, faculty members in Van Andel Institute's Center for Neurodegenerative Science, Dr. Rita Guerriero and Dr. Jose Bras. Back to work you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellie.